Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Our neighborhood favorite Kryptonian, Kal-El, wears some. Let me ask you something, man. You got those things registered? Yeah, man. Look at that, Leroy.
What are we doing?
Look at that.
This dude. You have to understand. What? So when things aren't going great in sports, right, he's looking for anything to, like, hang on to. So he comes to me. He says, look at this. Look at Kal-El. Look at that. Look at that.
Gym rat.
Gym rat. He working out. Gym rat. Look at him. He's glistening. No, but he's like,
I'm not even joking. Kal-El, I was at draft night, and Zoe was telling me you were in the gym like crazy this summer. So, like, what has this summer been like for you?
I mean, like Zoe said, just in the gym, in the weight room, trying to work on my craft, get stronger, gain some weight, and, you know, come back this season a little stronger.
So. What was the did you go out? Like, did you lay a blueprint out? Like, does that happen with the organization? Do you do that personally? Like, what was the plan you set out for the summer?
My main plan myself was to get stronger. Spo, everybody on the staff, they already had a plan set out for me to also, get stronger, to get better at, certain things on the court, just attacking the ball, off the perimeter, putting the ball on the floor, being stronger in the paint with the ball. So, yeah.
From this summer, though, like, you had the whole thing with the Vegas Summer League with the, like, did you take that personally? Did you like that? We were talking to Bam a little bit about that. Like, it's kind of a welcome to the Heat moment when Spo's expecting more. You're like, that should be a good thing.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I took it as motivation, just to get better, to like play better in the games that I was doing. Because I guess I was slacking a little bit. So yeah.
I mean, like, you think it's always like, I don't know why everybody thinks like athlete gets offended if they coach or somebody, yells at them or whatever or gets on them about their play. Like, a lot of times it comes from a place of care.
No, I mean, they're the coach for the reason.
Right, so, right.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Right. So I wanted to ask you because I remember Shaq saying it was easier to play against Yao Ming than it was some of the smaller guys. And so would you, like, when you practice against everybody else on your team, so I say when you work against Bam, or somebody like that, is it more difficult, even though Bam's a great defender, that they're that much shorter than you, and then when you get to play some of the bigger guys, then you match up for them, you're better for it?
I mean, yeah, I would say, yeah, just because, like, what Shaq said with the little guys is they already, like, I guess, low to the ground, so they get under your legs. Yeah,
right.
So. Yes, it's more that you really have to do, but when someone's taller, they plan you really, like, straight up, too. And then if you're quicker than them, you can just go past them. So.
Right.
Who throws the best lobs on the team? Because I got to tell you, man, when I watched you and Nico play, I was like, man, that's something. Like, are you surprised for somebody as big as Nico how good he is? Because you guys, even, like, your bounce passes to him, is amongst even the guards, is Nico the best lob thrower on the team?
Nico can definitely throw them, but I would have to give that to Pella.
Really?
If you go back and watch Summer League, I'll give that to Pella.
Pella's so fascinating, man, because he's kind of like one of these hockey players. Seems very laid back. But every time I see him on the court and either he's celebrating, he turns into a maniac. Like, do you see that with him too?
Yeah, no, Pella's a crazy dog for sure. He's a crazy dog.
Do you notice that? You're like, hey, man, or is he like that off the court? We just don't see it.
No, Pella's pretty chill off the court, but whenever it's time to, lock in and, actually put your head in the game, he's going to do that. So,
how was your summer? What did anything fun besides the basketball?
Yeah. I went to Egypt.
Yeah, so, yeah. I think did you ride a camel?
I did, yes. Yeah.
What the hell was that like?
Did the camel give you the look? Like, come on, guy. What are we doing here?
No. The camel, it was a fun experience. It was a weird, I guess, getting up situation when I was on a camel, but it was nice though.
So, like, how fast does one go on a camel?
No, camels are slow.
Really?
Yeah, they're taking our time. Yeah. We taking our time.
You know, they just going to walk slowly, too.
They're just going at their pace?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So, like, were the pyramids all they cracked up to be?
Yeah, no, the pyramids was, I seen, like, one, like, corner of the block. It was from, I don't know, it's humongous. But when you actually, like, look at it, you got to, like, try to figure out, like, how people, like, really, like, I guess, like, built the pyramid.
That's the most fascinating thing,
yeah, because there's no way somebody, like, without a machine did that. No, there's no way.
Right.
That's it. Well, yeah, people don't got questions about those pyramids, Leroy. People got questions about how those pyramids got there. What? Don't look at me like that, dude. I'm just asking questions.
You know, they had different technology, but they had very smart people back then, too.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know what I mean? We tend to think because we have computers and we have this. You know, guess what? When I was a kid, we didn't have cell phones. Yeah. We would have never thought that a cell phone would ever be around. It happens.
Well, so you got to meet Adam Sandler. He stopped by. What was that experience like?
That was nice, you know, especially from seeing his movies and seeing, like, how he is as a person. So, just, like, the way you see him in his movies, he's like that. Like, he's like that in person.
He don't dress up. He wears the same clothes.
He's the definition of a chill guy, so, yeah.
He was probably, his favorite thing was probably just to get on the court with you guys.
No, yeah, exactly. Like, he loved hooping, so.
That's pretty fun thing. Khalil Ware joining us here. I'm curious about this, Nikola Jovic and you guys, like I said, you guys have a good chemistry. Do you see, I guess, going into this, people would look at the starting lineups and maybe it's you, maybe it's him. How do you look at that? Do you look at that going into this as a competition, even though you guys have a lot of chemistry, or just whatever the roles are, they become?
I mean, no, it's whatever the roles are, whatever Spo, you know, decides to go with, you know, we can't really go against that. But I feel like that's more of a, I guess that's more of a compliment to Nico, you know, because he's able to play. You know, those positions like that, or any 4, 5, 3, you know, whatever position in that range. So
you watch any of Eurobasket with him?
I did not know. I think I was traveling.
You're the only one that watched that, man.
Dude, I'm sorry. Okay, but they were on. It was very easy times. Like, you know, it felt like I had to buy like a whole new app to figure it out. And then, like, I was watching him versus, like, I got to watch Pella versus, like, Portugal, or him versus, I don't know, Iceland. I didn't know Iceland had a basketball team. That was kind of nice. And I liked seeing Nico. He was very froggy. Like, he was yelling at people. He was getting technical. He was getting teed up.
No, Nico was hooping.
It's something. You know, he's kind of like Pella in that regard. Well, like, you don't think that he's gonna lose his mind and go crazy. But I don't know. Maybe it's the Serbian thing. I don't know.
Probably so. I think it's just the whole overseas.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.